Hey crew, we wanted to let you know before the show starts that we have some new ways to support the show.
That's right. Not only have we been streaming regularly at twitch.tv/yayotalkshow, which has included Rowdy Games of Uno, Smasher Pass, where you, the viewer, can push us further on our reasoning as to why we chose one or the other, and other moments that live exclusively on that Twitch, but also...
we've opened up a Yayo Talk Show merch store. Either look in the description of this episode for the link or go to tinyurl.com/yytshop to pick up a variety of cool stuff featuring art from our very own Molly Flood and Al McClellan Jr. Good luck spelling that one.
Yeah! Molly and I are going to be working on updating the store with new designs and new products as frequently as we can.
If you want to be the first person to hear about new designs, make sure you're following us either on our Twitch or on Twitter at Yayo Talk Show.
We'd probably still be doing all of this whether we had the show or not, but we're happy that you've made the decision to join us.
Whether you're a new fan like Caden or been with it for decades like the rest of us, we're happy to have you here.
Thanks for tuning in and enjoy the show.
Yo! Yayo Talk Show!
Dreamin'!
Don't give it up, Molly!
Dreamin'!
Don't give it up, Marco!
Dreamin'!
Don't give it up, Caden!
Dreamin'!
Help me get it up.
They talk about the show, this group of four friends, been going for a million years, there's no end. Watching every arc and saga, no sleep, it's the king of anime, 1,000 episodes deep.
Yayo, 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 talk show,
talking about One Piece,
it's the name of the podcast,
we're not on by. Yayo, talk show,
talking about One Piece.
What's up, Wenches, Privateers, and non-binary Buccaneers? Welcome aboard the most chaotic One Piece podcast on the Grand Line Internet. The sun is setting on Wano Summer. It's not so hot anymore. It's just regular Wano Summer.
It's just tepid Wano Summer.
tepid Wano Autumn.
Tepid Wano Autumn.
Wano. If we didn't already have a name for this episode,
we closed Onigashima. They kicked us out. They said you said you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. And we said, aw.
Yeah. And we're just in that dead zone in between Onigashima and the party.
We're sitting on the curb deciding where we want to go next, trying to figure out how far away Denny's is.
Before we figure out how far Denny's is, let's introduce you to the crew. First, the captain of the crew, no pirates, Molly D. Simpy.
The app says it's like a 5-minute walk. Like, I think we could do it, you guys.
Can you check us in from like this far?
Does Denny's take check-ins?
I would hope so. Like on a night like tonight, they're probably pretty hopping.
The idea that none of us have been to Denny's and we don't know.
Well, none of us have the Denny's app.
We have an app. I hate that.
Well, I mean, I don't know what I'm going to get yet. What do you think, Caden? What do you think, wild theorist Caden Jensen?
I think that while it's a 5-minute walk, we're in the ocean. So unless you guys can walk on water, I know I can't.
I got to burn off this alcohol.
Well, Laughborg Al McClellan, because I have to say everybody's full names because we're still doing an intro technically. Hey, is there anything that you could think of to get us up to where that Denny's be?
I mean, I guess we could just order delivery. Just maintain kicking in the water here.
Do you think they have like a delivery coup, like a news coup that'll just drop styrofoam containers of pancakes into the ocean?
It's the seagull that's already eaten half the food that will get to
it. Oh man, it's Uber Eats? Dang it.
Oh, geez.
They're always eating my nuggies.
Mark Bonesman Donica, what's the plan here?
Well, I was going to say I'm the internet's gentleman, Mark B. Donica. The B stands for breakfast sandwich, but
Baconator.
But yeah, I walk into Denny's. Can I get a sandwich from another establishment, please?
Oh yeah, that's not universal.
Hey,
is
Denny's,
it?
Can I get a Wendy's burger from you?
Yeah, that's a Wendy's burger. Obviously, I don't.
Ma'am,
eat those.
This is a Denny's.
Actually, no,
Denny's.
The internet's gentleman, Mark G. Donica, and the G stands for Grand Slamwich.
The Gandalf.
Can I get anything from the Hobbit menu, please?
Yeah, no. You didn't ask me, but that's what I want.
All right,
I mean, you could, but it's from 20 years ago.
This is going to make me really hungry, and it's going to make everybody else hungry.
I'm already hungry.
So let's just stop talking about Denny's and continue our conversation. Traditionally in One Piece, a cut to a black and white shot of Luffy doing a big punch ends the fight. But this had that extra little flair of
Wano-ness with the thick, inky lines. And the fight's over. And with that, why don't we talk about the rest of Wano? Because we've been talking about these two people, and a lot of other things have been happening at the same time. Both, for everybody who is reading weekly, hi. How,
hi. Man, what was it? Suck, I guess.
Yeah. But at like that thing where Oda's like, all right, he pays off a cliffhanger from the end of one chapter and then spends the rest of the chapter being like, all right, but let's hang out with other people instead.
I kind of like that, though, because this is like, all right, here's your payoff. Anyway, all this other stuff you forgot was important. It's still important. It's a nice way to be just like, here's the cliffhanger. Anyway, instant payoff. Anyway, here's some other stuff.
The implication that Oda was like, geez, now that we're done with whatever that is.
what if Raizo had a piece of paper that had water in it? And what if Jinbei like punched it?
Jinbei was Jinbei like
punched it.
And Jinbei was like, oh, you're my new favorite person.
Yeah. I mean, that was one of the main like ticking clocks was, okay, the explosives went off. Orochi is like finally killed. Actually, maybe good. For real this time.
Good.
Hopefully.
Do it again.
We think. Yeah. No, seriously, Denjiro, do it again. But everything is on fire and falling apart. And one of the coolest things, I think Wano specifically has been so good at utilizing flashbacks, not as a way to like keep us from these moments, but to remind us because they happened so long ago. Like Raizo having water from Zo that is going to put out all of these fires and it's a way to be like, this alliance meant more than just, hey, we have two extra people that transform into big furries in the moonlight. It like did more for Raizo's character of like, no, being on Zo was huge. Like
it was really big. It's a really big elephant.
It's a big elephant. Mm-hmm. But like for him and for the country, he is like
still relevant.
Still relevant. Can't let it die. That title. Reference.
Thank you, Al.
That reference will wander the oceans forever until we tell it to stop. But that showed how much the alliance and how much keeping him secret for so long means to the story and to Wano and what that partnership and that alliance meant. And like also Jinbei, we already knew that, you know, him joining the crew was going to have such a big effect. But like, oh, by the way, I can essentially control water and move it to where you need it
so
to go.
So cool. So cool.
What a moment for both of these characters where you're like, oh, yeah, they're cool.
Such a huge moment.
A big moment. How many more we got?
I mean, I'll keep using the same damn references over and over again. What do you want to do?
from this, like, the battle is finally, like, starting to wear down to the end of it of all of our characters that had been fighting so hard up to this point. What are some of the moments in Onigashima that stand out?
When you say that,
man. When
you say that,
so much comes together in this.
There's
one,
a lot happening. You can't just say what?
Which one specific?
Oh, thank
thing?
God we have a podcast with a certain amount of time to talk about it and think about it.
Shut up!
Like they completely changed the art style at the beginning of the arc. Like the music completely changes in terms of like going from like canned music to kind of redoing a lot of different music with a full new set of like traditional instruments and stuff. Like so many creative decisions are just like on point all at the same time. It's art. This arc is art.
Art. Yeah.
Got him.
Well, I meant less as a, like Onigashima as a whole, and more of like in these like last couple of chapters, not necessarily the whole thing.
We can finally talk about the seven basements.
About the what?
To talk about
the seven basements. Remember, they're basement rich there.
They do have a lot of basements.
They got a basement for moms.
Don't you remember?
No, I don't at all.
Why don't you, remember?
I just remember that there were explosives in a basement basement.
Yamato has to run all the way down there, and there's like freaking seven floors.
Yeah, and he's like, "Why are there
a lot of chapters to get there?
Why do we have so many damn basements?
What do we even need these for?"
And then I was like, "Whoa, they're basement rich. They're seven basement rich. Dang,
like, these
guys are rich, dude."
There's no Yamato in the seven basements.
Yeah. But it was like funnier in that scene too, because it was like I'm gonna catch up to it. I just gotta keep running down these stairs. And then what's his name? The music guy.
Apu
was like, "Hey, haha, like, what are we doing? We're doing together, right? What are we doing?" And then Yamato being like, "Not now, man, I'm not on your side anymore." And he's like, "Huh?" Like, "You were my last gambit, dang it."
That guy's stupid.
I'm just the DJ.
I sang a song about a stupid guy. Were you there for that?
No.
But yeah, it's like I love this whole after bit now that like the Trinity fight is done. The Zoro, the Sanji, and the Luffy fights are all done. All of those guys. The king, the queen, and the dragon are all
and also
gone.
With you.
The Holy Ghost.
Yes. Yeah. But it's like I've mentioned it in previous episodes, but it's like I always worry about Luffy taking away people's agency. You know what I mean? It's like I'll fight this guy for you, but it's like I appreciate that now that the fight is over and there's still danger, you know, we have the danger of Onigashima crashing into the ground and killing people. We have the danger of now a fire, you know, we're in the air and there's a fire and it's not exactly like there's water with us unless, but it's like, I appreciate it's that same thing that I love where Luffy does the hardest part. But he has a whole crew to kind of like sweep him up and like help clean up the like the aftermath stuff of like, you know. And I also like, I love everything about Yamato and like his theming and like everything that like is associated with Yamato and like seeing him here trying to prevent this horrible, what could be like a horrible disaster, and being truly a guardian of Wano is like chef's kiss.
And him like, also being like to all of the beast pirates that are still around, being like, "Hey, cut it out."
Yeah.
They won.
I'm the top dog now.
If you want to fight them, you're going to fight me.
There's still a lot of us. They can't kill us all.
They can't.
I will beat you all.
I will kill you. They can't, but I will.
They can.
Call an ambulance.
I'm part of them.
Not for me.
I also know Bonk.
Yeah. But it's
swift,
like.
Swift Bonk in the pants.
It's the symbolism, right? Of like Yamato trying to prevent the fire. Having the scroll of water, but not just any water, water from Zoe. Like, it's just like, I mean, it's truly like outdone in symbolism for rescuing this country that it's like, mwah, it's like just a chef's kiss.
Oh,
and also and- just saving Zoro from like dying, fighting, like Frankie fighting him in the fire.
Thing. That was, I'll be honest, that I think was probably the most wild thing for me was like, it was just like, "Oh, yeah. And Zoro is not waking up." What?
And Zoro saw death in a panel and was like, "Who's this guy?"
No follow-up required.
Who are you?
Wow, you seem lost.
There's just something so funny about that, though, to me, because it's like, I don't know enough about Japanese culture to be like, do they acknowledge the Grim Reaper as a figure that takes you to the other side? It's like, because you truly could just be like, who is this guy? Because my culture does not reflect upon this Western, like Western English representation of death is so funny to me.
It's true.
Also, he met kid who was fighting with scythes. So it's like, oh, is this just kid again? Like, and kid has kind of like a skull style mask too. So
true.
Kid's back.
Yeah, I was like, this guy. Hi, I thought we were friends.
Or at least we're on the same page.
Unless.
Yeah.
Unless. that reminded me of when you were talking about let me rephrase that. That reminded me of how often they went back to the festival and them releasing the lanterns. And as stuff was happening up in Onigashima, you would see a message from a citizen of Wano of like, destroy the scary man. I want to drink clean water. Man. No, there was one written by a kid that was like, destroy the scary dragon or something.
Right. It's just the way you said it.
Destroy the scary man.
I don't like him. Get him out of here.
Get him out of here.
And then Al tripped and spilled his coffee.
A child spell works.
Scary man is destroyed.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Oh, my coffee. of all the things to bring back.
I'm thinking about it.
That like
are you
getting that
it? I'm thinking about it too.
That imagery of the wants of Wano coming in and washing over Luffy as he did the final big punch.
Yep.
And then also us going back, y'all gotta, everybody, not just people present, but everybody listening. If you haven't watched 1077, which is, we get a scene with Tengu and Toko at the festival where we get a flashback of when Toko first ate a smile fruit and Yasui ate it just to essentially suffer with her.
Yeah,
which was it was and she initially wrote I miss you dad or dad I miss you and then was like, oh, he did that for me, hold on, and changes it to thank you dad, and it's like Tengu starts crying and I started crying and just the children of Wano, I mean, I guess the two children of Wano that we know, Toko and Tama, are just You know, usually kids in One Piece arcs and movies are like, who's this little freak? But Toko and Tama were so integral and important. And
you mean my kids? My daughters?
Yeah, your children.
Yeah.
Children? I love your daughters, Kaden.
Thank you.
I
raised them very well.
You absolutely did. These are like two kids in One Piece, I think, maybe like ever, other than like flashback versions of our main crew, where it's like, oh, I actually care about them. Yeah. And it's not just some dumb kid with a rabbit.
How dare you? This is some stupid kids. Who cares about these dumb kids? Well, I care about these two, though.
Like, we've said it before.
I mean, in terms of three dimensionality, children confirmed. For
sure. You know what? I do hate kids.
I mean, it's kind of true, though, because, like the movie, the Sicko Mode movie, like, mm-hmm. that kid was annoying. The kid on Nami's Island that we just used to explain Arlong is, like, super annoying.
Well, it's like the kids, definitely. The kids are used to show that the protagonists are good.
The kid and
not
from
necessarily
Clockwork.
That the kids have a child, like, a childhood that they're missing out on.
It's a mm-hmm. similar theme that they do where it's like a child who's lost their innocence and is just like a jerk now. And then they become less of a jerk by Luffy's influence later. But yeah, it's
But Toko
true.
And Tama were both not used in that way.
It's very rare that we get a child who isn't a jerk and is humble and also doesn't have a creepy smile. Like the kids from Water 7.
Like the kids from Water 7.
Like a normal...
The kids famously being a girl and a rabbit.
Those kids were like very nice, but like very Al-coded. They had that smile I don't like.
What does that mean?
They had that smile. It's the same squirrel smile I don't like from the game. It's a big smile.
Now whenever you say it looks like Al did this, I start to get a little bit offended.
No, I like
what do you
it.
Mean?
What do you mean?
No, it's the Totoro smile combined with dead eyes that I don't like. The smile is good,
that's
innocent.
Style,
yeah,
Al's always drawing characters with the big smile and the dead eyes, and I don't like it.
Okay, thanks.
But I like it. You know, I like it, but I don't like it.
That seems
I like it.
I like when Mark, you post it. No. I like it, but then when I think about at night, if I look in the hallway and I'm like, I don't want to see that there. Like, it's dark.
But if
scary.
I look in the hallway and I say, I don't want to see that there.
It's dark and scary. I don't want to see that.
God.
The horrors. The horrors.
The horror.
Anyway.
Molly, what did you just say? What was the last 2 minutes?
I don't know, but also,
blaming Al for his style.
Al's just too good, and I'm jealous. Okay, Al's just too good.
We got to the heart of the matter. Who needs therapy? Men.
Part of the crew. Part of the matter.
Thanking you. Yeah, I don't know. It's like out of all the arcs and sagas that we've done, and we finally get to like the resolve of that arcs and sagas. Like, I think because this, not just the saga, but like Wano in general is like, was so long, was like the longest that we had to like sit and read and things like that. It's like, when we finally get to the good part, when we finally get to the celebration part, it's just like, it was like, oh, like so tasty. Like,
it didn't feel that long.
No,
somebody who read it all in one go.
The wind up is
no,
really
you
fast.
Made me take my time. I would have read it all in one go, though. I would have. I absolutely
yeah, we
would
did.
Have. 100%.
Does anybody else count the beginning of this as when they meet Kinemon?
I do.
Yeah, actually.
I mean,
because that begins the thing of I need to find, quote, my son, and we need to get all of these people back together, and we have something very important that we have to do. Yeah, I'll go with you on your little adventures as well, but just
your little adventures. I'll go with you
and your stupid little adventures.
Yeah, and your little baby adventures. We'll go.
Your little baby adventures. Look at your baby man.
Look at your little baby adventures.
Now I gotta go find a baby man and protect him.
Uh-oh.
Speaking of baby man, hey.
Yeah? Oh wow!
Momo
yeah,
being an adult.
Hey, a
Momo
true
being
baby
an
man.
Yeah. 8-year-old adult.
This poor guy. This poor
yeah.
guy. Let him cook.
Like, speaking
also
of stolen childhoods.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
like it's great symbolism in the sense yeah. of like, oh well, he didn't grow up, but he has to grow up really fast, and literally does that.
But also, it's really sad.
Yeah.
It's this crazy juxtaposition between somebody who literally is a child. It's been like 3 weeks since his dad died and like is now forced to be an adult. Like mentally, right? Mentally, he is at the right age from all the horrors and trauma. And then we have Hiyori, who literally lived through it, is like, could not be more adult. And the second she sees her brother, she's drop kicking him like she's 5 again.
Hiyori rules.
Yeah. Like, I'm happy for her. Like, let her be a kid. You know what I mean? It's like, she did her time. Like, let her be a kid.
She spent the last 20 years like repressing so much that now she gets to be a kid again because she doesn't have to repress any of that stuff.
Well, also just like all the implications of like, you know, like being sexually desired and like being forced into this, like as a young girl being forced into this like trade of basically being a, what do they call it, a
geisha?
No, there's like a specific, it's like not
courtesan?
Entertainment, it's like not leisure, I guess, like a pleasure kind of thing. I'm trying to think of like the exact phrasing of it, but it's like, yeah, basically, you know what I mean, like that genre of work. And it's like, for someone so young, you know what I mean, it's like gross, like that poor child. And like, let her be, you know, like let her be a kid, you know.
Yeah,
like after all that crap, like let her be a kid and then find her own sexuality again. And like, you know,
I feel bad for Momo.
Yeah.
I feel bad for the little boys. It's like, like you can see the immediate, like he's still acting like he always did, and then like you have a moment where
he's an adult and he does his usual thing, and then Nami punches him. It's like, he's still eight.
and that's the thing of like
friendly reminder, still an 8 year old. He is still eight.
Teach him while he's young.
I mean, yes, that
can't
is
do
true,
that, Biz.
But also, he is eight, and it feels bad.
Teach him. Teach him. Don't hold my hand. Do not hold my hand.
Molly over here rolling up a newspaper.
Molly, villain to all 8 year olds.
Listen, if we're playing Splatoon, don't hold my hand. You're gonna find out. You're gonna catch these hands. You're gonna find out.
Mark and Molly, they hate kids.
No, I like one kid. The one kid related to me.
The one kid.
The one kid.
The one it's kid. The is
name oh my of god! That sidebar. Kid. Sidebar. My nephew's at a pumpkin patch right now, and I could not be in more pain. I want to be there so bad. I want to run around and slap pumpkins. Kid. I want to run around and slap pumpkins with him. Not fair. Not fair. Anyway,
Molly waiting for us to transition out of that.
Anyway, the children.
Molly's like, please, 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 please.
Speaking of pumpkins.
Speaking of pumpkins, I don't have a transition for that.
The festival.
Momo's other big moment was revealing himself. Is the return of the Red Scabbards and him to the festival was so cool.
Yeah.
Like it was one thing to see it in the manga, but to have Kinemon make that first appearance and do the full Kabuki face and pose, and then everybody else coming in after boom, 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 boom. And then who the hell is that guy? I am the son of Kozuki Oden. Oh my god. And mostly it being like the kids of like, oh, I can drink clean water. And like these like very realistic like
the kids being like, yeah, yeah, shut up over there, you old man. We got the Brita water.
The Brita water.
Is that a sandwich?
The freshest water I can think of.
It's the sound bite going around on Instagram where it's like, that's water from a glacier. It's like, ooh, it's cold. It's like, that's right, baby. Like, it's like, that's them getting fresh water.
Okay.
Blessed by a medicine man. Alan Mark know. And if you know, you know. You know? Okay. When you know, you know.
Alan Mark know. And if they do, they do. Yeah. But if not, who can remember?
But if they don't, shut up.
I'm just happy that. Well, let me
read this. Yeah, Izo,
maybe I'm not happy.
I'm upset about Izo, but I'm happy.
Turned on right? A dime.
It's like I'm happy that all the samurai are there. Like they kept their promise. Mm-hmm. Like Izo was part of it, but like. He didn't have the full arc that they went through because he stayed with Whitebeard. And that's fine. Like I'm not saying that in a bad way, but I'm just saying like, you know, they made their choices and like, I'm very upset about Izo. I really do hope Indy is also very upset about Izo.
He's now very upset.
He's incredibly upset. And I appreciate that. But it's like,
I really didn't care about Izo that much.
How dare you?
I'm sorry. I know. Commander Whitebeard Pirates, blah, 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 blah. It's whatever.
How dare you? I'm still hoping in the same way that like nobody ever dies in One Piece. Is that
hey Molly, I got some bad news for you.
Because some stuff happened off screen, right? It's like when we see people get punched in the chest, yeah, they're dead. But we didn't see Izo get punched in the chest.
Well,
that happened off screen.
We did see them make their graves and mourn them for their loss.
Shut up.
That's
Mark.
Less nobody.
Did you just call him out?
I heard it. I heard it. It happened.
Yeah, I said Mark. I said Mark, play it back. And I was right.
Molly reflexively gets angry at me first.
Al, you're hashtag drawing the faces again now. I don't like it. I'm seeing faces in the walls, Al. The faces.
Seeing the faces in the walls.
The faces.
Am I the faces?
Oh,
this is stupid.
What were we talking about?
I mean, you were talking about the ESO.
Oh, but, yeah. But, like, I'm happy that, like, the in that same regard of, like, Momo getting another moment of, like, you know, being able to reveal themselves to the town and them all getting to be there, like, because they were all there when they had to flee, right? Like, Odin saved them from the pot, and it's, like, this is, like, their grand return, and I'm glad they got an entrance to it.
Yeah. Well, it's, like, when we first meet Kinemon, he's defeated. Like, he's...
He's a butt.
He is definitely a butt.
He is lopped in half and talking with farts. That's pretty low in terms of where you can go.
He's been lower, but go on.
But it's like from that moment to here is such a huge transition of just like he basically thought his mission was over and his only goal at that point was survival. And then now everything. Like, it didn't fully work out, but it worked out way better than he thought he was going to get.
Everybody still kind of got a happy ending. He reconnected with his wife. Inuyashi and Inuyasha.
Inuyasha got the Shikungu jewel together for the time.
Inuarashi and
Nekomamushi.
Kagame.
I'm just laughing at the dumb, I can't speak. And Nekomamushi being like, okay, no, but we're going to stay here and help Momonosuke. Carrot, you're in charge.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah.
Not even Wanda. Like, not Wanda, Carrot. It's like, because Carrot actually went out and saw the world, so it's like, true. You do it.
Yeah, Wanda was like, yeah, no, I'll help, but...
Yeah, Wanda's like, yeah, I guess, but like also, like, I have my own job.
To be fair. Carrot's cool. And we know Carrot, so you really can't pass the torch to somebody we don't really know too well. That doesn't make sense.
She passed the vibe check. She passed the vibe check.
I mean, Wanda gave... was it Wanda that gave Chopper a solid Garchu, or was it somebody else?
A solid Garchu.
Yeah.
One Garchu.
One a Garchu. Type. Thank you.
I don't remember.
That's, I mean, who can say? No one will tell us. We're all looking for the guy who Garchu Chopper.
We're all looking for the guy.
But I mean, we've seen, like, Carrot, in terms of capability as being, like, a boss, took on a bunch of marine ships and ripped them apart. Like,
oh, yeah.
Well, I think out of, like, everybody, I mean, obviously, like, for the obvious reasons, but, like, she also was there for, like, Pedro's sacrifice, and I think that will, you know, I think...
Yeah, and Nekomamushi was, like, a couple of things. If you have been witness to so much, and you know what it takes to lead, and also they're echoing what's been happening in One Piece since the very beginning of... we have to hand this world off to the next generation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably why it wasn't Wanda, other than we know Carrot. But like from an in-world perspective, you know.
Thinking about themes and stuff like that too, I do like that Carrot is the one that's in charge because like they're, you know, they go Super Saiyan with the full moon. And in Japanese mythology, you know, the rabbit's on the moon.
Moon rabbit.
Yeah. Yeah.
There definitely so rabbits there.
I like that. I like that implication. I like that. I like that. Yeah, I like. Yeah.
Do you like it, Molly?
I do.
That's good.
Oh, I'm
glad.
It's good. It's good to know that you like that, Molly.
As everybody's partying, one of probably the most terrifying final panels in a comic is Ryukugyu just being like, "Yeah, I'm in Wano."
And then
they went on a break for 2 weeks.
I think was that where the implications of this guy came from? I can't remember.
I think so.
Yeah. I think we've been waiting for so long to meet this person, and then they show up and be like, what?
Time to take a break.
The implications, like, of this guy.
Him showing up, we're getting caught up with all of the other people. Robin like meeting Kozuki Sukiyaki. Who is under the mask of Tengu.
Yay.
Odin's dad was here the whole time. Yeah.
Odin's daddy?
I guess. Odin's also his name being Sukiyaki is funny.
It's very cute.
Silly.
But Robin being like, hey, I know Pluton is here. I read that in Alabasta. That
I read that on my fan fictions.
It's crazy too, because like, isn't the panel of her at, like, I mean, she gets like hooked through the like chest from Crocodile because she's like, I don't know, man. Like, doesn't say anything. Like, she mm-hmm. doesn't she like straight out lie that there's like
she
no
does.
Information, and then she's like,
we see her see something, but because we don't read the language,
yeah,
we don't know what it is. We just know that she hid something from Crocodile.
Yeah, like I remember Crocodile's response, and then I remember her and Vivi's dad having a moment and was like, wow, that took a long time to pay out, but like, dang, we did it though. Also, Law's there. Law's like, yeah, I'm, you know what? Tell me more about this book series. Tell me more about the Poneglyphs. I'm interested now. I'm in it.
He has to make sure that certain things happen, and he has to be nearby, so you could say that he's the local law enforcement.
Wow, shut up.
Wait, do it. You said they didn't shish. Somebody do it.
Okay, I got it. Here we go.
For it, please.
Yeah, I got it. Here we go.
Okay. No! This is why I liked recording on Discord. Like,
yeah, but then the intern would keep messing things up.
We fired the intern because the intern's bot stopped working.
They did their best for as long as they could.
I don't know about that.
And then we burned them like Mary.
We burned them like Mary.
And said, not sorry.
God.
We gave them a
Viking
funeral.
That's rough, Molly.
No, that's just the way of One Piece.
And they're just yelling and screaming and burning all over.
Molly. Yeah.
For those listening, it wasn't a person, it was a robot named Craig.
For legal reasons?
They know it was a robot named Craig. We brought it up a million times.
What if they're just starting on this
Why
episode
Why are they starting this episode, Molly?
By accident. They didn't mean to, and they're in it now.
By accident.
But Molly, you were talking about Law. You were talking about Law reading Poneglyph Jackson, Lightning Thief.
Sorry.
Are you?
Kane's attacking me with nose ninjutsu.
Nose jutsu.
Nose
attacking me.
Nose.
Molly's allergic to reason.
Oh, my nose.
Wait till you try my nose jutsu style.
No. I don't like it. I was
gonna say something about how the connecting a non-government tied island like Wano to another non-government tied island in Alabasta is very interesting.
It's true.
It is interesting.
Also, mm-hmm. Zoe's there and they don't care. They stomped Zoe's on those there, ships, baby.
I told you it was relevant.
That's
welcome back, baby.
We're back. A dinosaur story.
Not.
Let's get back on track. I don't like this guy.
You have to be more specific. Law?
I don't like. No. Oh, yeah, we were talking about Law. No, sorry. I'm talking about the new Marine.
Ryukyu?
I don't like this guy that much.
I don't like him. And, like, it says a lot when the guy that we met in Dressrosa doesn't like him. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. That says a lot to me.
Well, Fujitora, we quickly sort of identified as, like, he has... All of the admirals have had, like, a certain type of barometer for, quote, justice. Mm-hmm. And so far, since Kuzan left, Fujitora seems to be the only one who has any sort of, like, actual sense, especially after meeting this guy.
True.
I'm just mm-hmm. like, I don't know. I understand, like, in terms of story, but it's just, like, with Fujitora... We know for a fact that if you become a vice admiral, you are also at the whims of the Celestial Dragons. It's why Garp never lets himself be promoted.
Sure.
And like for somebody who has quote unquote his own sense of justice that we do see in Dressrosa, I'm like, how can you continue to work for these people? Like in my head, I'm like, he must not have interacted all that much with Celestial Dragons yet, because I feel like when he gets to that point, then he's going to be like, wait a minute. I don't like these people. I don't like this. I mean, like this new guy.
Yeah, he's a forest man.
Yeah, also it's like was crazy about being like, oh, we've never met a forest man before.
Yeah,
like,
he does a suck and kills a lot of people.
I don't like that, Mark. You know I don't like that.
You said anything else and you didn't.
That is basically what he does.
He does many other words. You could have said so many words.
One quick suck like and he takes down all of Kaido's commanders.
You've been on all right,
let me rephrase that then. One speedy suck.
Oh.
It's getting worse.
Was it even worth the suck?
The podcast.
You slurped him up.
Wow. All right.
Ryukyu does a big old slurp.
I don't like this guy.
It's worse. How is he making it worse?
Mark is workshopping titles for the episode.
Weddy Daddy. I'm just saying.
Shut up. Stop talking.
Stop. Sucky Daddy.
Oh my God.
Slurpy Daddy.
No.
Oh my God. This is not what I wanted.
I just got a text from Andrea saying stop.
No way. Did she really?
No.
But yeah, you liar. I was gonna be like my girl. I don't like this guy. I don't like him. You know who I do like?
Momo?
Ben Beckman.
Alright.
Not here.
Actually, I mean
in my heart.
Not here.
That's not true.
In my heart.
No!
Kaden, that's not true. Because as Momo fires off his first like actual blast breath as
bow.
Shogun.
Bow bow.
His Shogun, if you will.
Anyway, I just started blasting.
Well, he certainly tried.
Can we? Hey, the podcast's over.
But while they are fighting Ryukyu off... He feels an immense bit of Conqueror's Haki, and we cut to right outside of Wano.
Ben Beckman.
Where Shanks is here.
Ben Beckman.
Well, he's supposed to be there.
He's just doing a sail by.
He's, you know, it's just like
drive by.
I mean, I actually saw a really good fan edit of like the close up of like I'm here to promote Film Red. Because it was
the same
time it came out.
That's really funny.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
he drops like, hey, Ben, why don't we go and get the One Piece?
Ah, yeah, good old Benjamin Beckman.
Yeah.
And that's the thing we have to sit on for a while.
The best panel of that is when he says that and Ben's just staring at him. Just him staring at Shanks.
Like Hank Hill with a set of headphones on.
Yeah. But it's just in Ben's face, you can hear the implications of this. Yeesh. Like just him staring at Shanks is just like, I feel
hello,
like it sums
red
up
hair, my old friend.
That sums up their relationship so purely. It's for just sure. Like, I'm gonna say something the crazy and then
again.
Somebody just ugh. Deadpan stares at you and you say something insane. But it's okay though, because Marco's got a ride now.
Hey, can you guys drive me back to wherever I was?
Hey, remember when I said I would join your crew? Can you guys drive me to Taco Bell?
Taco Bell. Oh, we're gonna stop at the One Piece first.
Okay.
Wait, what?
Well, is it on the way?
I mean,
I'm hungry.
I do like the Shanks' line of "Does the new age frighten you that much?"
He's like, bro, you quivering? You quaking in those booties? You
quaking in
got
your
them,
big sucky
got
boots?
Them
you
boots?
You quaking in those Reeboks, my guy?
You got them sucking boots?
I don't like that.
And then,
that freak's probably out there barefoot, you know? Wiki feeting it up. He's putting his dirty marine feet on a non-government land, and he's just being filthy. No.
Forested feet.
He's sucking up. He's sucking up all that freedom through his toes.
Sucking up that freedom through his toes. Isolate that.
Oh my God.
We're playing that every year on 4th of July now. For our
It's what Lincoln would have wanted.
No, it was probably
just
isn't.
Lincoln.
Just
well, no. Now we have a stream for President's Day.
No,
I'd Lincoln's birthday.
Not. Just no. For Lincoln. Just for Lincoln.
Just for winking.
No.
Is it because he's tall, Molly?
No, it's because I sat through the freaking show at Disneyland and I can't.
Whoa, this never happened.
They hit the Pentagon and I wasn't prepared.
Good definition for the word.
None of us were. None of us were prepared. And now I can't. It's my new favorite attraction at Disneyland. And by new, I mean it's new to me.
When you say attraction,
it's new to me.
It's an attraction.
It's been there. It's been there.
It's the attraction.
Full house.
Listen, you guys. Listen, you guys. The background turns. The night sky turns into the American flag. Okay?
I've seen the glory.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know what's even more amazing? Seeing that with somebody who's not born American and being like, what are your thoughts on this? And she's like, wow, propaganda is real. And I was like, yeah.
The propaganda is real.
The propaganda is real.
Can we get much hot?
Hey, I can anyway. Kill this vibe right away.
Yeah, please. Go for it.
Hey, why is Caribou still around?
Yeah, no. Why is Caribou still around?
I don't like, speaking of guys who suck.
He was pickling himself in that barrel.
Ew.
Speaking of sucking.
Stinky.
Pickled swamp.
Stinky.
Suck.
I don't like that guy.
Suck pickle.
I do wonder.
Man, you gotta stop talking today, man. You gotta do not do that.
I do wonder because he keeps...
What is happening to this podcast?
Because he keeps showing up. All right, you're in jail. Go to jail.
Thank you.
I'm in pickle jail.
I do wonder. I do wonder because this guy keeps coming up. It's like, I'm like, are we going to... Is it going to be revealed that like he has some type of similar power to Blackbeard? Because he can encase people and hold... It's like a pocket. Like he can just hold on to things. Pockets. Like he was taking those mermaids... And, like, they just went somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he didn't grow bigger as a mass for stealing stuff.
The
just a guy.
Dimension.
Yeah. And so I'm like, I wonder, you know? I'm like, because he keeps coming back, too. It's like, we just got rid of Caesar. Like, why?
Well, this dude's been around since, like, the time skip and has sucked the whole time.
I know, but
he
also.
Sucked the hole?
Yeah, he sucked the pickle whole time.
And I'm just like, Oda, please. I know I complain a lot, but I was very clear. I highlighted this situation and you are ignoring me. I don't appreciate that. I don't like him. Why is he here? I don't like him. Get him out of here.
Well, his line is, someone would love to hear that Pluton is in Wano. Someone. And I have a hope for who that is.
Who do you think?
I think it's Big News Morgans.
Oh, I was going to say Buggy, but yeah, okay.
Oh, no, ew. I hope.
Ew. Oh, no, ew.
No.
Ew, Buggy, gross.
Caribou would ruin Buggy's
episodes
whole
of the podcast,
vibes.
Buggy.
But it's like, okay, but hear me out. We've talked about it before, that Buggy fails upwards. And like, what...
More
could failing upwards be than them finding a barrel out in the ocean, crack it open. This guy is like, nyeh-heh. And then Buggy gets information out of him. And then Luffy, and then Buggy just gets this irreplaceable information out of him. You know what I mean?
Buggy doesn't need it because.
Buggy could use it.
How,
you know?
I don't think it would fit with his current situation.
Well,
hey, Caden.
Hi.
What do you think about Buggy being placed as the new Yonko?
I have thoughts and concerns.
I would love to hear them.
Why?
The leader of the cross-guild by marketing
they've
alone.
Literally been waiting for you to get to this part.
Like, why and for what reason is Buggy anywhere for any reason ever?
Yeah.
And why is he somehow teamed up with Crocodile and Mihawk?
His two husbands.
Yeah. Why? Why are
his
they all
husbands?
What? No, Molly. Yeah. No, you can't just drop a ship out of nowhere.
Yes,
you're not Whitebeard, Molly.
There's Buggy nothing Kuel. Better. There's nothing better to me than Shanks' old boyfriend and his current boyfriend being boyfriends together. Mihawk and Buggy BB. That's how we get Shanks to pay attention to us.
No.
That's how we get him. That's how we get him back.
What is the cross field, but another word for slash fiction?
And then Crocodile is also there. And then Crocodile is there because Kane likes Crocodile. But like, you know.
I do kind of like Crocodile.
Yeah, he's just there. Also, like, I love Crocodile's whole thing about being like, Mihawk, let's team up. And he was like, no. And then he's like, cool, I'm on my way. He's like, stop. Don't come over here. And then they're all like, just hanging out together now.
I think we've talked about it before, but I love that the island that Buggy has taken shop up in is called Empty Bluffs. It's so funny. Like, I'm so excited to see where this goes.
Who keeps giving this man power?
Oda.
Mm-hmm. No, so I'm going to go back to my old bull shenanigans that I've been talking about.
He was
about
on
the entire
TV.
Time.
He had that Twitch stream that one time.
Mm-hmm. Stop it. Stop that. Stop that this instant. I'm telling you, the long con here is that Buggy is going to actually be either the final boss to this whole adventure, or alternatively, I'm gonna stumble over that word. Alternatively, he's going to be just like, yo, I've been playing these stupids for fools this entire time. I'm actually gonna help you find the one piece, and I'm gonna let you have it so long as you stop whatever you are doing to me specifically.
Just if you leave me alone, I'll help you.
Please never do anything to me ever again, that would be cool.
Straight up, I feel like it's gonna be, they're gonna get the one piece and Luffy's gonna be like, ew, I don't want that, and then he's gonna toss it on the ground, and then Buggy's gonna trip on it and be like, who just left this one piece here? And then it's gonna be like the news crew rolls up and they're like, he has the one piece, he is the guy. And then he's gonna be like Pogger's face about it.
Oh, Captain Buggy, Pogger. You're so cool.
yeah, that's my,
he might be
that's
Poggers
my...
about it.
That's my thing about it. Yeah.
But that's also the thing is Buggy will take credit and not do any of the work.
Yeah,
and especially more so as his star rises, he has more people to goof for him and he has to suffer the consequences.
The thing I love is about the true protagonist, Shanks, and now we have four Yonkos. Literally, we have his rivals are Buggy, the guy, like his friend and brother who grew up on the same ship as him. We have Blackbeard, the guy who he fought and then gave him a scar across his face. And then we have his son, Good Boy, who he set on this path to begin with. And I think that's so interesting. I think that's incredibly interesting. I think that's like very interesting. The true protagonist.
Son. Good Boy.
Wasn't Son Good Boy the guy from Dragon Ball?
Yeah, but as we talked about last episode, the copy no me is well and relevant. It's fine.
Relevant.
Yeah, that's yeah. I love Ben Beckman. He looks
yeah,
so
we
good.
Know.
Like
we know.
He's leaning into the white hair, and I love it. I love these guys.
Leaning into the white hair by just having white hair.
I love the party.
Getting older.
No, it's a choice. He's actively making a choice.
All right.
He decided to age.
Like with all silver hair anime characters, it's a choice. It's a choice.
Is it?
What? It is. Caden, you would know. You have silver hair.
Okay.
You make the choice. You make the choice to have silver hair.
Okay.
Tell me I'm wrong. That's right.
You're wrong.
No, I'm not.
For the first time in the last several hours, I have to say Molly is technically correct. The best
one, right,
kind of correct.
Molly!
We've got a preview of Caden's game show. All right, Molly is technically correct.
It's like what Mark got. It's like, well, Luffy is not an answer I ever considered, but is technically correct. The answer was Marco. It's always Marco.
It's Marco. It's Marco.
Marco.
It was Marco.
Marco. And
guys,
I'm upset.
It was Marco.
And now I'm upset.
Let me hammer that in. It was Marco.
Yeah.
It was
one more Marco. Time, everybody. It was Marco. The answer was Marco.
It was, but speaking of Marco,
Christ.
Go on.
I also love him, but
if you haven't listened to Molly's game show, you really do.
There is one thing I do want to say about Marco, if you let me.
Okay. Well, yeah? Depends.
Okay, it all depends.
You didn't say you liked Izo earlier.
His style, whack. His shoes, whack. The way that he styles his hair,
whack. How dare you? How dare you?
There was one shot. There was like, there's two moments in this subsection of One Piece where Marco is there. One is him being just like, hey, having a quiet moment with some other people. It's just like, yeah, it looks like we're just here to kind of like, talk about, you know, it's like watch over the leftovers and all that.
That made me sad.
It's really sad, and it's a really heartfelt moment. Counterpoint to that, there is literally just a shot of Marco leaning against a freaking door.
Molly.
He says nothing, but he spikes the camera, and I'm just like,
yeah, he does.
In there for Molly.
I mean, you just said it, Kaden. He's there to watch the leftovers, and that's him in the background looking at the leftovers.
He's like, them some fine leftovers.
What do the kids call it? Rizzing?
Yeah, like, he's risen pretty hard.
He's like biting his lip and whatever the kids do.
He's got
do.
That bird riz.
Come on, Funky, take it to the riz.
Take it to the chorus.
My head.
Anyway.
Your head. What about the rest of us?
I like everybody partying.
I like everybody.
It was a really good, I don't know, it was like nice thing.
I love the young people.
It was nice seeing interactions together with everybody. Like it the controversial nice. Bath scene, I approve of. I think they handled
what
that
mean,
well.
It was controversial?
Not for us, but for the flippin' internet.
For stupid idiots? Yeah. For stupid idiots. It's not mixed bathing. Okay, well,
that is like
then.
the best way to vibe check that group is like having Yamato in the men's bath.
The funny
and
part is, I guarantee you,
pass.
Oda doesn't even know those people exist. But he does listen to our podcast.
Well, I mean, he wrote Yamato's line of like, oh, well, it's not a mixed bath, so I'm gonna go with the guys.
Yeah,
like it seemed like a very clean, flat line of like, no.
Well, the thing is, it's a very flat line of like Yamato's identity and putting that out there. And well, the thing is like they've been dealing with mixed bathing throughout their adventures, so it's an important like. One, it's a cultural thing. Two, it's a point of just like, well, yeah, no, that's not, we can't do that here. It's like, oh, okay. And then that's it. And then that's all. And again, I guarantee you, Oda's just like, I don't know about any of that nonsense. Oda probably didn't pay attention to any of it. Guarantee you. Didn't pay attention.
I wish he didn't. I wish he hadn't.
He didn't. He didn't. Confirmed. He did. I talked to Oda earlier today.
Oh. No. He did, and it's upsetting. There was definitely an after statement of trying to explain exactly how Yamato views himself as Odin and how that pertains to self-identity.
They said it a million times! They said it a million times!
Yeah, that's the confusing part.
And yet he still went on interview and said, like, no, actually.
Yeah, no, that by confusing, I mean, like, it's so crystal clear here in the text.
Yeah.
Like, here in the story, this is what it is and this is what it always has been. And then to come out after and be like, oh, well, actually. And it's like,
I hate this.
I know. That's why I just ignore it. But it's the number one argument that the anti-Yamatos.
Here's the argument. Shut up.
Anyway, even Yamato, Kaido,
Yamato would hate you. How about that as a response?
Even Yamato's like crappy dad gets his pronouns right. Okay, let that sink in for a second.
I'm going to enslave an entire country, but I draw the line at transphobia.
Exactly. Like that's like we were saying last episode of like, well, like
again,
he's bad.
Kaido's terrible. Kaido's a terrible person. But he's not arguably not the worst person we've met.
But he's
Sanji's
not racist, transphobic.
Sanji as like a person, not as like in like as in a warlord, but Sanji as a person is worse than Kaido.
Yeah,
like how Sanji treats a person is very specific. Mm-hmm. Kaido's just like, all people are the same, doesn't matter, I don't really care because they're less than me. It's like, I was with you till that last part, Kaido. you had me and then you lost me.
Like, Kaido's bad, but he's not transphobic or racist bad. You know what I'm saying?
It's true.
Like, he himself got discriminated against. Like,
it's true.
He's just, yeah.
Anyway, he just wants to beat the hell out of you.
It's, I love it. I love, I love this sweet, the sweet thing that Yamato did, where he didn't like what eat, sleep, or drink until
his vigil.
He didn't.
It's not sleep. He slept. He did not eat,
eat or bathe.
Or bathe. Until
which is even funnier. Just like, hey bro, do you want to bathe now? Can you please bathe?
He was probably like stinky until my bro wakes up.
Well, no, like once they woke up and they were like, hey, why don't we all take a bath? And like all eyes turned to Yamato like, bro, please.
I like to think that's why Yamato was sitting on the roof, is because he was stinky. Like they made him sit up there.
It was suggested by someone.
That's why Nami was so forceful with his, like, hey, maybe we should all take a bath now. And Yamato's just like, maybe, I guess. That'd be fine.
Dragging Zoro along with them.
Zoro coming out with blonde hair.
Yeah, I reblogged that comic again, by the way.
I know, I saw you.
Yeah, that one makes me laugh every time.
Something I wanted to hit before, I mean, we already got way far away from it, but something about the Cross Guild is that they are putting bounties on Marines.
Teehee.
Which is another thing that puts Buggy into their line, the military's line of sight. It's like, oh God.
I love that Buggy reverse card them. He's like, how do you like it?
He accidentally fell into having.
I'm super proud of Buggy for his stupid idiot stupidness and all the dumb things he's done.
I like to think that like he didn't even come up with that. I like to think that somebody was like, you know what we should do, Captain Buggy? We should do
boss,
this.
What if we do this?
I honestly feel like it was a goon. It was an absolute goon that suggested it. And then he was like, good idea. And then everyone was like, wow, great idea, boss. It's working, boss.
It was like Richie's idea.
Yeah, probably.
And Buggy took credit for it. And then also, we find out that the newly dubbed Flame Emperor Sabo killed Cobra. Well, no, that's what they were calling him.
No, it's
because
stupid.
Because Luffy and Buggy took the title of the Yonko for like that like, four.
I feel like Ace would have been offended.
I've had enough of this fool.
Ace would have been just
like he's the Pirate
nerd.
King's son. He's the Pirate King's son, but Sabo's the one who becomes the Flame Emperor.
Well, like, because they're he's something that was dubbed by the people. Yeah.
I know, but it just makes me laugh.
Yeah. But supposedly he killed Cobra at Reverie.
Oh, you upset Indy.
I'm sorry, Indy.
How dare.
Indy is pissed, dude.
And on top of Cobra being dead, Vivi is missing.
Oh my God. I was waiting for Indy to start barking again. I know. I was like, Indy, please.
Indy knows where Vivi is.
You're going to get canceled.
Indy's caught up.
Bark, Indy, bark. Yeah. He's reading along with Al.
Indy texts Oda. He gets the pencils before anybody else.
What?
No.
He replies to Indy?
Karu was inspired by Indy.
What? I knew it.
Indy's secretly a giant duck.
That's why Karu got teeth.
I mean, yeah.
Indy has teeth. That's why. Little known fact.
What? It's okay. Uncertain with those words that were just spoken.
Why?
Okay. No,
the part where Indy has teeth and that's why the duck has teeth, or the part that Indy texts Oda and Oda replies with pencils.
Like, Oda texting a dog makes sense to me. Oda texting a dog makes sense to me. Karu having teeth. I forgot Karu had teeth, and now I'm just.
We
like,
literally just played Odyssey on Wednesday, and we brought it.
We
up.
Didn't.
We're staring at an image.
Like, there was a tiny screenshot of Karu. I didn't even get to Karu yet because
you
I
were
all
playing the game, Kaden. It was on your screen. We saw your screen through our screen.
Yeah, but we saw Karu for like half a second, and I'm not paying attention to Karu's teeth.
He was on screen for a while, and his mouth.
No, he was
gaping.
Not. It was one flashback. It was one second.
Remember how Kaden tuned us out for most of that stream?
She was playing the game. She just
and tuned us out
game.
For most of that.
I was tuning out most. I was tuning out a lot of things.
Why? You guys should watch your streams at twitch.tv/yayotalkshow.
Got it. Nailed it.
Nailed it. I do this for not a living, but
I mean, that's the hope.
Yeah.
But we could do it for a living if you support us on twitch.tv/yio
and tinyurl.com/yyts shop.
Yyt shop.
Yeah, that's why I said yyts hop.
Oh, what's up with Sabo? People will not.
Man, what's Sabo's deal, you know?
I guess we'll never know. Hey.
Most arcs and signs.
No, I have something else for that. But as we're getting to the end of this.
Oh, there is something I do want to say.
Please go ahead.
There's something important. We were talking about Yamato. Yamato says, I'm joining the crew.
No. Yamato says, it's time for me to live like Odin did.
No, Yamato says verbatim, I'm joining the crew. And then guess what happens? We gotta ask Luffy first. And Yamato's just like, yeah, I know. And then they leave. And Luffy's just like, we'll come back for y'all. Don't worry, we're gonna come back. But you guys gotta stay here first. And literally calls out and says, Yamato, look after them. That's exactly what happens. Yamato's like, I'm joining the crew. And everybody's just like, yeah absolutely. But also, you're not joining the crew. We have to talk to Luffy. We have to talk to Luffy first. Yes!
No.
Oh my god, I just watched it this morning. Don't know me. I was there when it was written.
It must be an anime mix-up then, because the manga straight up is...
There's no anime of this yet.
Well, yeah, there you go then. The manga is Yamato being like, I want to do it. I want to go out to sea like Odin did, but I'm needed here.
That's true.
Like, I am needed here.
Before that, in the anime, literally in the anime, there is a scene where Yamato's hanging out with everybody because it's like, that's Kaido's son. Oh, crap, that's right. Get out of there.
That was before the couple of days of everything.
Yes,
like,
we didn't mention it.
We didn't mention the fact that Yamato says, I'm going to do it. And then gets left behind. And then Luffy says, we'll come back for you. Yamato, you're
safe. Decides to stay behind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
decides to stay choice. Behind.
Yes.
Decides to stay behind.
It's not Luffy saying stay here. Yeah. It was like Momo saying, I don't want to open the country yet. Like Yamato's like, I'm going to try to help Momo, you know, grow up. Like,
also train him. I have the dialogue here.
Yeah.
Odin started his journey with a tour of Wano, right? So that's where I'm going to start by learning more about the land and then saying, but I'm sure that I'll find my way if I follow in his footsteps, and I'm bound to make it out to sea sooner or later.
Yeah.
He did. I like the idea.
He did, but then changed his mind.
Don't say no. He said it though.
I like the idea because we have Jinbei now, that like we're like, well, we need another Jinbei. We need somebody else to wait for. And then Yamato was like, cool, I was already going to hang out here for a little while anyway. But yeah,
I'll be that person.
Luffy did not tell Yamato to stay. Like, Yamato made that decision. Luffy doesn't make choices for other people. He doesn't make choices for other people.
Luffy says, look after Momo for me.
But that's not the same thing.
After Yamato says, hey, I'm going to stay here for a little while. You can't just say Luffy's telling people how to live their lives. He doesn't do that. You don't do that. That's out of character. That is out OOC. That is out of character.
I know that your finger is touching your glasses, like the bridge of your glasses to keep them on your face.
Joke's on you. I'm not wearing glasses and I hurt my hand slamming it on my desk.
Why do you do that?
Because I had to emphasize my point.
But it's bad for the audio.
No.
No.
No. No, it's good. I like it because it's like, we're all teaching the desk a lesson. Well, yeah, but also like One Piece, I'm talking about One Piece now, but like this, we have all of these outliers now of like allies to the Straw Hat crew, where I do feel like there's going to be like a full on war at some point, because I'm seeing we have the Grand Fleet, right? We have the Grand Fleet,
mm-hmm.
and we're going up against the government. and we're going, you know, I'm like, we, there could be a, the third party, like they have to be on our side, but technically they're, the third party is the revolutionaries, and we're seeing what they're up to right now. And it's like
the roll up on the final battle is going to be insane.
Because it's like, what is the implication of having all of these allies if we don't then utilize them at some point, right? Like, it, and that's worrisome to me. Like, I am like, I don't know. I mean, we saw Marineford, like, the outcome there. True. I can't lose anybody else, okay?
Well, bad news.
No!
I'm bringing back Chekhov's immortality.
No!
But we get a couple of things. We get Luffy leaving a giant straw hat flag at Wano saying, hey, if anybody messes with you, point at this and tell them that you're our friends.
Yeah.
We know that Momo eventually wants to open the gates. And what that will do, what we have learned in these last couple of chapters, is that will probably reveal Pluton, because it's in the lower levels of Wano, in old Wano, even like further below, but because the sea level is so high, we can't get to it. So the Wano crew rolling up to whatever the last battle is in Pluton with a giant straw hat flag waving from it.
Right.
On top of all of the other people that are going to roll up is just insane.
It sounds freaking sweet.
Especially because we don't know. It's going to be awful. I have no idea what Pluton is. And also Frankie's got, I don't know if we talked about this. I saw a really cool theory about, cause Frankie's the only one that knew about,
that read the plans before he burned them.
He read the plans, and there's a theory that like he has thus made the Thousand Sunny. I'm combining shits now, but then used those plans and created the Thousand Sunny without telling anybody, because it's also made from the same material, right? The like Atom Tree.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And like that so, is would, crazy to me. Dude, I've never considered that.
So what if we lose Sunny and a bigger, wilder Sunny shows up and Momo's on it and he's like, hey, I brought Pluton. Like, and because it's exactly like Sunny, everybody knows what to do because they've been sailing on Sunny for months.
I
it's just Gurren Lagann style, everything exactly the same, but like 8 times the size.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I like that.
I like the implication too. It's like he doesn't get super biblical with themes, but he likes to pull some stuff from the Bible every once in a while. Like again, like the lion and the lamb, like. But like, I like the idea that like Pluton could just be, or not. What's the ship in Fishman Island?
Noah's Ark.
Yeah, the thing that was essentially Noah's Ark.
But I like the idea that it's like a ship big enough to bring everybody to the like party land, right?
Was it just
like
called Noah?
A party boat?
It might have been like, called Noah
in the manga. Maybe, I forget. But like I like that implication.
Yeah, it was
like,
Noah. Yeah,
they'll use the ship. Yeah, they'll use the ship to, you know, which I think also lines up with a lot of like Japanese stories and Chinese stories of like you take the boat to get to the island where the party's at. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
and elves.
It's less of like a pirate ship to a pirate island and more of like this is like a chill
a party boat to a party
chill
island.
Chill boat through through Venice or whatever, like through, you know, through the canals to get to the party, you know what I mean? And I think that's what that's going to be for. I think the fish people are going to show up and be like, hey, is it swag ever that we brought our island? Also, here's the boat. And like, can we hang out with you guys? And they're like, yeah. And it's like, cool. We brought, what would they bring? We brought food and Bev and
Pepsi.
And Pepsi. We have Pepsi. We got Pepsi.
We brought Pepsi.
We got Pepsi.
It's cool. A wonderful vintage.
Yeah. And they're like, cool, thanks. I mean, you know, I don't want to spoil it, but.
Well, I mean, you did.
No.
Yeah, a little bit.
No.
We got a beautiful send off. Momo, like, in tears, being like, please don't go. I'll be so lonely. It's like you just got your family back. You
meanwhile,
got your land
everybody
back.
Behind him is like, dude, really?
We're like, chill. Sorry, right Momo. Here. Our arms are tired from carrying you. It's your turn now.
And now that you're a full-size dragon, we literally cannot carry you.
Yeah. That's true. And then Hiyori just drop kicking him. He's like, it's been 3 weeks. I need to get out of here.
I forgot what it was like being a sibling.
There is a moment a little earlier. but as far as like people being relatable, Jinbei is super relatable when he's waiting in the banquet hall. It's like, so when's the banquet start? Everyone else is out partying. He's like, oh, well, okay, I'll go out.
It's like, oh, I get it now.
Wow, that food
see.
Looks pretty good.
That's the equivalent of that emote that you drew. Barely holding it together, Jinbei. Just put that in the scene.
Well, Dad fell asleep on the couch, and so we had the party outside so he could sleep.
Yeah, that's very nice. Yeah.
I'm wedding daddy.
Very excited for Jinbei getting used to the environment on the ship.
I'm not. I love his reactions. I don't ever want that to change. Where he's like, yes, it's verbatim, Mark. It's when I was playing that swooning over stands game and you were watching, where you're like, there's obviously a right answer here, and I went the opposite way of what you were expecting.
I want him to like me.
Literally Jinbei being like, well, the logical and obvious answer to this is this solution, and Luffy being like, nah, like, or like, not even just Luffy, but like everybody being like that, where it's like, no, we're gonna do it the stupid way, and him being like, huh? Well, and that it's was like, how are you still surprised by this?
That's how the arc ends, is Kid and Law and Luffy like all
arguing
and going over the giant waterfall because Kid challenged their toughness of like, oh, of course you would take the safe way.
Yeah.
And I get the idea from this of like, hey, the next time we see each other, we're going to be enemies. Great. So the alliance is off, but it's a thing of like, okay, let's go. But I am going to miss them like competing with each other and just being boys, essentially.
First one to move out of the way loses.
Yeah, and that amazing frame.
It's so funny. It's like, in terms of like Luffy influencing others, I do love this dynamic, right? Where these guys are older. Like, these guys are like maybe even like a little bit older than Ace, like in like a little bit past Ace's like time. But it's like hanging out with Luffy and they're like, nuh-uh. Like, first person who gets hit by the guy who gets closest to the fireball wins, and like just stupid stuff like this, where it's like, and like Law, who like very much projects himself as somebody who's like well learned, he's a doctor, he's smart, he's been through
serious
it.
Business.
Yeah, business. Like,
I
you know what
PhD.
I mean?
PhD.
Like, yeah, he expects like a level of respect, I guess, from people, and then them being like, nuh-uh, and then him being like, I'm killing mom. It's like, it's
Eustace
probably
is
also
the middle kid.
Yeah. I mean, it's very clear he is the instigator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's also mentions of like, Kid knows something that nobody else does. It's like, I'm a step ahead of you. There's somebody that could be the key to the One Piece.
I lost an arm and that made me smarter, baby.
that moment,
jammed all that extra arm up in my brain.
Ew.
I'm flexing a different muscle in my brain.
Ew. Oh, okay, never mind. I'm here. That not my moment, but that regular moment of Law being like, hey, I'm gonna go for what did he say?
He said north.
But he also said, do you want to go after the man marked by flames?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're like, yeah, I remember.
And Law looked to have, like, known exactly who he was talking about, and Luffy didn't. Robin might have known. But
she's not saying.
Yeah, but she's like,
only when it's relevant will she bring it up.
Oh, by the way, that thing I read back in Alabasta several years ago, it's
this
relevant
sounds,
again.
It's
this
relevant
sounds like
now.
This book I read that one time, but you guys didn't seem like you would be interested in it.
I know we're not in port predictions, but does anyone have any predictions on who that might be? Because I have an idea.
Oh, go for it.
I mean, we're going to do a port predictions post Wano. If you want to say it and then expound upon it in that episode, we can do that.
I think it's Saul.
Saul? Better call Saul?
Robin's giant friend?
Oh. Yeah. Oh.
Jaguar D. Saul, because he... Why? Because he was burned to death?
Well, he was in the fire. He was in... Yeah, Al.
Yeah, it's true.
No body, no death.
That's what I'm saying. Don't tell me there are gravestones, Mark. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I won't tell you that.
Okay.
I hit the game show music.
I like that. I like that. I want to hear more about it later.
I just
want to
hear that laugh again.
Which, like, the
but happy and not sad. if that could get adult Robin, grown up Robin, to do that same laugh, and that becomes her laugh, that'd be you know what? Excuse my language. That'd be pretty.
Yeah.
Oh, censor that.
Yeah. Hey, we did it, you guys.
Our hot 10 summer.
Summer is
hot
over.
Hot 10 summer ends in October.
In November.
Shush. Stop exposing us.
And now Caden is beyond the anime.
Which is huge.
She's beyond. It's huge.
This is what it means to go even further beyond.
Huge.
No, that's a different anime.
Dude, Caden, you've reached your peak.
You've peaked, you've so peaked. We're gonna stop the show.
Yeah, we're done. We finished it. Good job.
So this is where we say that we've done the longest arc to date. And as of now, as of recording, as of this exact moment right now, I have 37 chapters left.
Yay.
And then I'm week to week, and that means I get to join spoiler chat, and then I get to be subsequently disappointed by spoiler chat.
You get to listen to me fill the gaps, the gap of chapters, me talking about Garp for forever.
This is where I get to once again say this is a good opportunity for you guys to, one, listen to all the old episodes of the podcast, get yourselves re-caught up on One Piece yourselves, get close. Get there, get to the moments, because we're going to very likely stream the reactions of going through spoiler chat.
Oh, right? We absolutely are. We absolutely are.
So again, follow on Twitch, get caught up, refamiliarize yourself with the episodes, the port predictions, the game shows and everything, because very likely there's going to be references to everything from the past almost 3 years, 2.5.
In April it will be 3.
3 years? Oh my god!
Yeah.
The last 3 years of this journey of Yayo Talk Show, and subsequently the entirety of One Piece itself. So, we're getting
in
there.
Spoiler chat. You'll get to the part where we're talking about week to week manga updates. So that's gonna be.
Get your mangoes here.
Get your mangoes.
Mangoes.
But it'll be wild to see where we actually were when we started this journey and how actually not far at all that was. I don't
really
know. I'm a little scared.
It was pretty far.
Especially with the amount of breaks that were taken. Like, it's not going to be a full, like, 156 weeks of new chapter, new chapter, new chapter. It's definitely going to be spread out, which is wild.
Well, yeah. Well,
hey.
Now that
hey everybody. I love you guys. Before we sign off, does everybody want to give their socials, put themselves over, et cetera, et cetera?
Starting with
Caden.
Oh, come on.
I usually start with
even
you,
though
Caden.
It's always Caden, and then she flips a lid about it.
Yeah, every time.
Every time.
You can find me on pretty much every social media. It's Caden Jensen, KDINJENZEN. Unless it's TikTok, then it's real Caden Jensen because somebody stole my ID. I stream a lot, so you can come hang out with me on Twitch, and it's twitch.tv/KDINJENZEN.
Al?
You can find me basically everywhere and Tumblr again for the first time
in 2 years. We did it! We did it! Everybody. We brought him back.
I think I've only posted three times ever in history.
Yay!
Welcome.
But at Al McClelland Jr., that's AlMCCLELLANDJR, good luck. It's not GR, Molly.
Despite what you may have heard.
The funniest thing I did this week was when you were writing your signature on that piece of art and me saying you spelled it wrong and you thought you really did.
Spelled it wrong, idiot.
The fact that you went back and double checked it, you're like, where? And I'm like, you know where.
You know where. You can find me all across the social medias at Mark B. Donica, at Twitch, Blue Sky. I'm also kind of on Tumblr again. I never left, but I never also really took part in anything. That's really everywhere where I'm at right now. How about you, Cap'n?
I'm basically always on Tumblr. Always on Tumblr. Molly Flood, Molly K. Flood. Memes versus art. And then I'm on Blue Sky now. I don't really post on there, but I'm not really posting anywhere. So don't feel like you're missing out. It's just, that's just how that is. But we also have a Yayo Talk Show Tumblr. So if you like One Piece memes, if you're caught up, like...
That's also where we're posting the most right now.
Yeah.
There's a lot of silly stuff that goes on Tumblr.
That's because social media is currently on fire. And there's only one place that's currently not as on fire anymore. And it's... Tumblr of all places,
which is wild to think about.
By doing nothing,
neutral gin.
It was on fire though because they like used it to promote the live action for One Piece, and everyone being like, "Who is this clown? Get him off my feed!"
That's exactly how most people saw felt.
It was great.
When they saw Buggy's picture of the Yonkos, like, who is
this clown?
The funnier part is that it worked, and a bunch of people who didn't know what One Piece was watched the live action and are now obsessed with specifically the live action. They're
just like, we're not watching your stupid cartoon, but we will watch this.
They're obsessed with a guy named Jeff.
They love that guy. They are so thirsty for that guy, and that's their right. And I love and respect that for them.
Okay.
But I was not
this new Tumblr sexy man is Buggy the Clown.
Jeff the Buggy.
If somebody had told me. If you guys had predicted that the live action Buggy that we all agreed looks so scary in the original trailer was going to conduct this level of thirst out of people online who had no context for One Piece, I don't know if I would have agreed with you.
I would have. Now that it's happened, I've seen Tumblr before.
And now that it's happened,
Tumblr has thoughts.
I was there when those were written.
I don't know why I was surprised, but I'm still kind of surprised about it.
# big Onceler energy. Hey, going along with how most arcs and sagas have ended, now that you've listened to the episode, you've joined our crew.
He speaks for the thieves.
Damn it.
With that
comes the responsibility of telling your friends, leaving a comment, following us all over social media at Yayo Talk Show, and letting Caden finish the manga.
Yay.
In One Piece.
Get caught up to the manga.
Let us all finish it. Let's all finish it in One Piece, you know? When you think
as the
it?
Curtain falls, our time in Wano lives on. Not just the summer, but the adventure as friends. So thank you all for joining. We sail on. See you next time.
Wano.
Talking about One Piece.